podcast. Link to paulmanwaring.com. I want to talk to you about authenticity. It's a subject very dear to my heart. One of the things I want to explain is that it actually brings life and increase. You know, there's a strange thing that happens, especially to those of us that find ourselves on a platform with a microphone. I've had it numerous times. People will come up to me afterwards and say, "Thanks for being real." Honestly, I want to say back, I didn't know there was an option. I mean, I'm me. This is who I am. Being real, though, I think it might be one of the most powerful things that we can be today. You know, in a funny way, the world's getting smaller, but the world's also getting bigger. By that, I mean it's getting smaller because, as it were, you know, we can expose more detail of our lives through social media, but it's getting bigger because more people have access to that. There's these kind of two things going on. And actually, I believe that there is a great need for us to be real, for us to be authentic. And of course, that's related to being vulnerable. And being vulnerable is related to being secure in who we are and realizing that our weaknesses don't make up our identity. In actual fact, the truth is that being vulnerable will usually make us seem and be viewed as being stronger in other people's eyes. One of the ways I often talk about this subject is that, you know, many of us have been in situations, organizations, or relationships where we feel like we're required to cover up our stuff, that if we let somebody know, well, they wouldn't like us, or we wouldn't get promoted, or we wouldn't be given the opportunity. And so we cover up our stuff, our junk. And what happens is we end up with these kind of festering abscesses, as it were, inside of ourselves. And the truth is we're wandering around with a bunch of other people with the same problem. And they're all these kind of abscesses waiting to explode. It's not a very nice picture, but that's kind of what happens. And so you've got all these people wandering around with hidden problems, waiting for something to go wrong and it blow up. And, you know, it's all because we're afraid that if people found out something about us, that they wouldn't like us. The reality is, though, that if we could create a culture where people are authentic, where people are real, where people are vulnerable, what starts to happen is that when I have stuff, when I have a problem, when I have an issue, it's not too difficult for me to find somebody else who's beaten that problem. And when I find somebody else who's beaten that problem, it's because they have a testimony, because they can say, "No, I beat that." And that means they have a testimony. And that means, according to Revelation 19, that their testimony becomes my prophecy, because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And if we cover up our stuff, we cover up the opportunity for there to be testimonies. We cover up the potential for there to be prophecies. And instead of growth and increase and health, we got a load of abscesses wandering around waiting to burst and create a mess all over the place. I honestly think the world, and by that I mean people who don't know Jesus, they're waiting for an authentic, real, vulnerable bride. They're waiting for a bride that can be trusted. The book of Esther has the beautiful picture, the wonderful example there of Queen Esther. You know, she prepared, didn't she? She had 6 months of the sweet-smelling stuff and 6 months of the bitter stuff. And as a result of that, she's there. She's vulnerable. She's beautiful, but the king can call her in and can trust her. And because of that, she finds favor. Truth is, I think that the world can recognize fakes. I worked in prison, as you know, for many years, and actually prisoners are experts in spotting fakes. They can spot it all the time, everywhere. They know whether you're telling the truth or not telling the truth. And I think the reality is that most people can recognize fakes too. Because when Jesus talked about hypocrites, he's talking about the same thing. He's basically saying, you know, he said, you whitewash sepulchres. You're white on the outside. You look pure and perfect on the outside, but inside, you're just dead. There's just death inside. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being authentic. I'm talking about, not being afraid to let a little bit of decay show on the outside. You don't have to, as it were, have your act together and truth is, as I say, even when you get your act together, it's still an act. The reality is we need to be real. We need to be authentic. We need to be vulnerable. I've recently been teaching a short school with my colleague and good friend Steve Backlund. We call it believability. And one of the things that I talk about is becoming believable. Becoming believable is reducing the gap between what I say and what I do. In other words, being authentic. And I don't know whether you've ever had this experience, but you meet somebody or you interview somebody and you have a chat with them and you go away and you say, I can't quite put my finger on it, but there's something that didn't quite add up. What you're probably saying was, I don't think they were authentic. I don't think they were real. And if you do think that or say that, what you're probably doing is detecting a gap between what they say and what they do, or what they say and what their motives are. In other words, they're not being authentic. They don't quite add up. They're saying something and living another. They're saying one thing and their motivation, their reason for doing something, is another. You see, we need to become authentic. We need to become real. And when we become authentic, when we become real, we become believable. I don't know whether you've ever read it, but one of my favorite little children's books is The Velveteen Rabbit. Beautiful little story. I've actually got a book of management principles that are learned from the story of The Velveteen Rabbit. But the whole thing about that Velveteen Rabbit is that it becomes real. And, you know, being real is when your hair's rubbed off and, you know, in that case, obviously it's a toy rabbit. The eyes are falling out. You know, it becomes real. It's not afraid of appearing a little bit shabby, of not having it all totally together. And I think life's a little bit like that, that we think we have to have it all together. And so we keep on building these stories about ourselves that we're trying to convince other people that we've got it all together. But actually, what people want is real. They want to know that we struggle too, that we don't maybe have it all together, that we face times of vulnerability. We face times when we feel afraid. It's what connects us, especially for those of us that stand in pulpits. It's so easy to stand up there with a microphone and to make it seem like we've got it all together. And the truth is, we create a distance between ourselves and a congregation. We have them walking away for their Sunday lunch thinking that the pastor's got it all together. And then they end up beating themselves up and feeling a little less successful. And the truth is, if we could just be a little more real, a little more authentic, our people are going to connect with us. Our people are going to realize that we're all in this thing together. We're all on a journey. It's a journey to becoming more Christ-like. It's not a journey to becoming better actors. It's a journey to becoming more real. And who was more real than Jesus? Nobody. There he hung on the cross, naked, beaten. He was real. He's the authentic one, the real one. And our assignment is to be Christ-like. And he really was the one who took on flesh and became real, became authentic, became vulnerable there on earth. And so I want to just encourage you, authenticity, you know, it's a key to growth. It's a key to personal growth. It's a key to relational growth. And that the more we can be real, the more we can be authentic, the more we'll actually learn together, and the more we will grow together. And it's a key for leaders of becoming believable. And being believable will increase trust. And trust actually makes a difference. You can measure the effect that trust has. But are you going to trust somebody who you don't believe is real? Of course you won't. So let's just spend more time trying to be more real, trying to be more authentic, developing the kind of relationships where we can be ourselves, let our hair down, as it were. So thanks for listening to me. I hope you'll listen in again another time.